Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Billionaire blast-off day. Do you see that launch this morning? This morning in Texas, Blue Origin, the company founded by Jeff Bezos, Prime delivered their second group of civilian passengers into space and back today. And guess who was in that rocket? T.J. Hooker himself, William Shatner, was in that rocket. He is now the oldest person ever to go to space. He's 90 years old, which, you don't launch a 90-year-old man into space. I mean, His testicles are probably mid-leg already. You put 5 G's on those, so you could kill everyone on board. That's how Kenny Rogers died, you know. Yeah. But he made it back alive. Bill did. Thank God. Can you imagine if Jeff Bezos killed Captain Kirk? If that then turned to camera and started spinging Klingon to everyone? I wouldn't be the least bit shocked.
Some musicians on board, too. Of course, William Shatner, everybody knows him as an actor. He also sings. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about what we're doing at Blue Origin. Again, opening the door to more people to go to space. Yes, the scientists. Yes, the engineers. But now the artists, poets, singers, DJs, let's just see what they create coming out of this experience.
Yes, let's focus our efforts on getting more DJs into space. First, we got them all into Las Vegas. Now let's get them to space. Would you go to space if they asked you to, Guillermo?
Yeah, sure.
You would?
Yes.
Really? You would like to?
Yeah, I would love to, yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah. You wouldn't be worried about the risk?
No, I will take a bottle of tequila with me and I'll be fine.
You're scared of heights. You won't even go up to the top of a building.
I will close my eyes, drink tequila, and that's it.
You won't even... Once we had you climb up a diving board, a really high diving board, and you refused to jump off.
Oh, that's the time I got diarrhea, yeah. But this one I will go.
You know, they keep referring to the passengers on this thing as astronauts, even though the flight lasted 10 minutes. It was a fun experience, I'm sure, but they're not astronauts. Buzz Aldrin was an astronaut. These people went to space and came right back. Calling them astronauts is like claiming you lost your virginity because you found a Playboy in the woods. It doesn't count. And I know that from firsthand experience. Bill was obviously very touched by what he saw up there.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary, extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this.
The whole thing was very over the top. They had a live stream, they had announcers. The announcers for this thing were obviously employees of the company because it felt less like a rocket launch and more like a North Korean news broadcast.
So this is a pinch me moment for all of us.
You are living our own dreams through you guys. This is what rocket launches are about. It is really exciting, and I'm just happy to be sharing this moment with you, Jackie. We are go for launch. I am so excited for this crew. I can just imagine Jackie. They are having the time of their lives. So exciting, Jackie, to have sent Captain Kirk himself to space. Wow, that gets me every time. The sonic boom is so cool.
You did it, Commander Bezos, Lord of the skies. We worship at your feet. Impregnate us with your mighty bald babies.
That's Jackie for you, you know, she's...
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.